I'm Donna Cheek with Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio. Today, my guests are Cheryl Rempe and Nurse Lorene Campbell. We are going to be talking about Reno, the therapy dog, and the contribution he is making to patients at Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center. Thank you both for joining me today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you for having us.
I'm going to start with you, Cheryl, because you are the owner of Reno. And I wanted to ask you, how did this idea of Reno getting a job come about?
Well, my husband and I, John, walk him every day around Atascadero Lake, and he just has always been so friendly with people. And we came upon a little old lady in a wheelchair with her husband, and the way he greeted the lady, the way he was so gentle with her, it just popped in my mind. I've always loved dogs. I love how they can help people, and I've always wanted to be a part of that.
It started out by you noticing Reno had a flair for making friends.
Yes, and a calmness, a gentleness, friendly with everybody, children, the elderly, other animals. Not every dog possesses that.
That's true. Did you think therapy dog from the very beginning?
I did, because to be a guide dog for the blind takes a lot more training. So,
and he would go away,
right? Yes, exactly. Okay. And he's our pet.
Exactly. So how did you get him certified?
Well, I just looked online and I found Therapy Dogs International, and I looked up a local evaluator. She is also a trainer. And then after the training was completed, he had to take 15 tests with her. Didn't pass the leave it test, which is, I think, the most difficult. He has to walk by food and leave it. So we had to retake that test only, and then he was certified.
Okay, so because I would imagine he's 2.5 now, correct?
Correct.
There were some basics that she had to teach first.
Yes, they can't get into the program until they're 1.
How old was he when he started?
1.
Okay.
So, yes, she trained him first, but he learned very quickly, so it didn't take that long. During the training, she kind of prepares him for the testing, the therapy dog's testing. Because she's also the evaluator, she knows exactly how to train him for those things.
What did Reno have to do?
It's a line of food on the sidewalk, and he has to walk by it, and he can't even put his head down. He can't even look at it, which is difficult for a dog that loves food.
He's on leash.
He's on
that.
Yes. Sorry, he's on leash.
So on leash, he's with you,
mm-hmm.
and she is putting the two of you through the testing process.
Yes.
So what were the easy ones? That was the hard one that he didn't even pass the first time.
That was a hard one.
Right? What were the other tests that were easy for him?
Being around hospital equipment, she would walk by with like a cane or crutches, loud equipment. She would drop a cane or a crutch, and it would make a loud noise, and he wasn't supposed to react to that. See, reactions to distractions. He would have to sit on command, be able to be petted by strangers. He would have to have his owner leave him and be okay with that, sit with a stranger and have, say, me or John walk away from him and not get too excited.
And John is your husband?
Yes.
And John also takes him?
Yes.
All three of you?
Mm-hmm. Which works out really well, I think, because a patient is maybe not comfortable with just me, or a female patient isn't comfortable with him. Say, for instance, there was a veteran, a gentleman, but John is a veteran also. He's been to Iraq twice. And so while Reno sat next to this man, he was petting him the whole time. John and him talked about being vets, and it was a really nice visit.
Yeah. Because I understand that there's a lot that dogs can do with people who have anxieties or PTSD.
But there are female patients that I chat with. And
yes, and can find something that you have in common with the female patients.
Mm-hmm.
How many visits has Reno made to the hospital since he started working?
Probably about 8 or 9. Yes.
That's a lot.
Yes.
In several months.
Yeah. It took a while to get going with the hospital because we had to go through orientation and we had to get our shots. And once he was registered with TDI, I didn't realize that the hospitals in our county didn't have therapy dog programs already established. I had to make phone calls to the hospital, and they said, oh, well, we don't have a program, but we want to get one started. Well, then finally they called me back and said, we have the program going.
You were the one that called Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center.
Yes.
To ask them about a therapy dog program, which they did not have. So yes, they developed one because they had you and Reno waiting.
Yes, because the list I got from TDI of available places to take him was rather short in our area.
I'm Donna Cheek with Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio. We have been talking with Cheryl Rempe about the therapy dog Reno, who works at Sierra Vista Medical Center. Nurse Lorene Campbell, have you worked at a hospital before where there was a therapy dog on staff?
Actually, I have. At the facility I worked at before I came to Sierra Vista, we had had a therapy dog, and I really enjoyed how much pleasure it gave to the patients and the staff, too. Every time that they would come in, everyone was so excited. It was just as much therapy for the nurses as it was for the patients.
I could see that.
And all of the patients that had had pets at home that they missed really felt like that was some way that they had in touch still with their own pets by being able to work with that.
I see that a lot in the pediatric unit. The little kids, I think because it's so sterile for them, they're not used to that. They see the dogs, especially because I think the parents that want to see Reno are the ones that usually have pets. So the kids get so excited. We had this one dad, he just went and sat on the floor, and the little girl was on the floor too. And Reno just went right up to him and started licking his face and licking her face. I mean, it makes you want to cry. So sweet.
Just putting their hands in the fur has to be therapeutic because he's so soft.
Yeah, and everybody giggles. Everybody laughs because little girls are laughing.
That doesn't happen that often, the giggling in a hospital, does it, Lorene?
Unfortunately, no. And so we were actually really excited to have a therapy program, something we had been talking about. The reason that it takes a little longer are there so many regulations. At the time, I was working in employee health, so I was actually the one who had to screen all the immunizations for both the handlers and for Reno. So we had to do a lot of research on what regulations, what immunizations, get it cleared through infection control, because there's a lot of different red tape, so to speak, that you have to go through to develop this type of program. And so when we were approached by Reno's owners, we were really excited about it and wanted to get them through. There's a lot of regulations not only for the dog to have to go through orientation and certification, but for the owners too, because you don't want them to come in and not have been immunized for something and put somebody at risk who is already in a vulnerable situation.
That makes sense. Does Reno have to wear like sterile booties? I read somewhere about sometimes the dogs have to put sterile booties on and a doggy gown.
We actually don't have him go into isolation rooms.
Oh.
So that he doesn't have to worry about that type of thing. We have found that the people that benefit the most are those who are long-term in the hospital or have some kind of condition where having a pet come in really does a lot of good things for them. They've noticed statistically that it'll help reduce their stress. It'll help reduce their anxiety. It decreases their pain. It kind of increases their happiness and their empathy. And because of that, their blood pressures will lower, their heart rates oftentimes will lower. It will help them to deal with what they're going through just a little bit more and also take their mind off a lot of stuff that's going on in their lives.
There are measurable changes within the body that happen to a patient when they're visited by Reno.
Yeah, blood pressure and heart rate, definitely. But most of it is emotional and psychological, just because there's that touch and that sense of unconditional love from a dog or from any pet that you don't get from any other source. And it just has been really profound on a lot of patients.
There was a lady that was just about to undergo dialysis, and we didn't know this before we had gone in the room, and we couldn't spend too long with her because she was just about to undergo dialysis. But we walked in there, and she was kind of out of it. And we walked in there, and Reno put his paws on the bed, and she still wasn't moving. And then he licked her a hand, and then her head turned, and her eyes opened, and she smiled, and she put her hand on his head, petted his head, and then we just stood there for a little bit. And then as we walked away, she just said, "I love that." You know, it was very sweet. And as we found out later, as we were walking around the hospital, that was the first time she had said anything since she got there.
Yeah. Really?
It was the first time she had any reaction to anything. Yeah, it was very moving. So
I could just imagine how emotional it is for you to see the impact that your boy is having on people who are so grateful.
It made a huge difference, yeah. And that was like our third visit. It amazes me the difference that he can make to people.
I believe it because I couldn't imagine being in the hospital and not having something fuzzy, fluffy, hairy, something, you know?
Yeah.
And so I just couldn't imagine being away and sick. When you get to the hospital, are you just making the rounds or is there a nurse?
A supervising nurse, and she will let the nurse at each station know that we're there.
Okay.
And she'll provide us a list of rooms. Or sometimes one of the nurses will, I guess, shadow us. They have fun.
Yeah, all the nurses like when the dogs show up.
Oh,
I think they want to pretend they're patients at that moment.
But they need therapy.
Sometimes as they're going along with them, they'll think of other people that maybe could benefit from them, or maybe they'll have a chance to ask that patient if they would like to have the dog come in and visit them too. Plus, it's nice to have the house supervisor know where they are so that in case we want to have them go another place, we can get a hold of her. And so I think the combination of those two things are why somebody goes along with her.
So is there a schedule? Do you go certain times during the month?
Well, sometimes if we have there's a holiday. We both work full time. So if we maybe on a Saturday or if there's a holiday for one of us or both of us, we'll go. Try to go a couple times a month.
It's not a schedule per se that he has at the hospital.
No, and that's what's nice about the hospital is they're open all the time.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
We had one at the hospital I was at before where this lady was trying to smuggle her dog in through the window, and her husband was on the other side trying to put him in. And that's when we realized that it was really important for people to have animals with them.
That would be me, okay?
So I think this gives a better alternative because Reno has gone through all his shots and immunizations, has been trained where their own pet might necessarily not have been, and so... And smuggling through closed windows are kind of tricky.
Yes. Hopefully it was a really, really small dog.
Well, it was. But at the same time, we heard the yapping and we knew something was happening. So
they got busted, huh?
Yeah. And although they don't suggest that he wears booties, TDI, they have a list of things that we need to do before we bring him there, bathe him, make sure his toenails are clipped. They even go so far as to say clip them 2 days before you go so that they're not scratchy. They don't scratch anybody's skin when he jumps on the bed. So they're very cautious about cleanliness for the hospital.
Yes. That would make sense. Is he allowed to jump in the bed?
He's too big to jump on the bed. Small dogs, I think, can jump on the bed if they want, you know.
He puts his front paws on the bed.
Yes. I do have a funny story, a pediatric story. A little gal, her mom had gotten her McDonald's and brought it to the room, and I didn't know that she was giving him French fries. He's not supposed to eat anything while he's at the hospital, but that was just one thing. But he kept trying to take her little McDonald's toys off the bed, because I must have gone to the bathroom because John was just in there with her.
Yes.
And he was just grabbing at things on the bed and grabbing at things, and I realized, oh, they're the toys. He's trying to get her toys. And I'm thinking, oh, no, this isn't good. Mom says she doesn't like those toys. Those are McDonald's toys. He can have those. I said, well, he can't have her toys.
Exactly.
Anyway,
he was eating the French fries.
I know. But they were having the best time. Oh, she just thought it was so fun that he was trying to grab her toys.
That's so cute.
It was funny. Yeah.
That's really, really precious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just to say that we really appreciate them taking their time to bring Reno up to the hospital. And it's meant a lot to our patients and to our staff because they just get as much joy out of having Reno come as the patients do.
Very nice staff at Sierra Vista. We appreciate all the nice people.
Well, I must say that Reno has been here in the studio with us, and he has been a perfect gentleman. I do believe he's asleep.
He's asleep under the table.
Thank you for bringing him here today. We are going to be posting some pictures of Reno and his visit here at KCBX on the KCBX Facebook page. Thank you, Cheryl, and thank you, Lorene, for coming in and talking with me today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I'm Donna Cheek with Issues and Ideas.